Well, I think I need some older helpers today. How about the fifth grade and sixth grade? Fifth grade, sixth grade, come on up here, please. Fifth grade and sixth grade. How many fifth grade and sixth graders do we have? Okay. Would you please take a little packet from this basket and hand it out to every adult in the whole church? Would you do that? Fifth grade and sixth grade. Some of you go way over in the corner there. Some of you go way over in the corner there. Do you want to grab a little packet, fifth, sixth, and sixth graders? Hand it out to everybody. Servers, you have one right there by you. Choir, it's on the organ. Let's take a look. We're going to renew our stewardship, and before we do that, we need to know what stewardship is. A quick review while we're getting this passed out. First, the four pillars of stewardship. Father Ted preached about that 2 weeks ago. The four pillars of stewardship: hospitality, prayer, formation, and service. On one side is the four pillars, just a quick review. Hospitality means I love you. This is important, and this is our main theme right now in this fall, hospitality. It promotes the virtue of generosity. To be generous is to love the person in front of us. And this helps counteract that temptation to materialism, thinking that things will bring us happiness. Hospitality, I love you. Everybody getting them way in the back there? We've got some dedicated fifth and sixth graders, I can tell. Thank you. Prayer, I love God. It promotes the virtue of truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that counteracts temptation to relativism. A great temptation in our society that there is no absolute truth. There is. He is a person, Jesus Christ. I love God. Prayer. The fourth pillar of stewardship, formation. I love our Catholic faith. I love our Catholic faith. This is so crucial. Today, this year, the year of faith, the Holy Father called last month starting the year of faith and to continue for a whole year, a little more than a year, to focus on our faith. And that counteracts a temptation to secularism. Secularism means there is no God. I'm on my own. Wrong, all these isms. I love our Catholic faith. We need to be formed to help us grow in that. And finally, service. Service means I love my neighbor. Promotes the virtue of community. It gets us out of ourselves, and that counteracts the temptation to individualism. Individualism, a sin of me, myself, and I, and there's nothing except I am the center of the universe. No, we can counteract that by building up community through our service. Let's see, I need some more helpers. Thank you, you dedicated helpers. How about the fourth graders and third graders? Fourth grade, third grade, come on up. Sit down right up here. Fourth grade, third grade, sit down right here. Fourth grade, third grade. Well, please turn the card over. And you can use this as a bookmark. You can put it on your kitchen table so you read it every day. You can tape it to your bathroom mirror so you can learn these wonderful teachings of the Lord. Are you ready? Are you fourth grade, third grade? All right. Are you ready? Now, let's continue. What is stewardship and what does it have to do with our readings today? The gospel reading was very clear about listening to God's word. My words will not pass away, Jesus said. Jesus said that our world will come to an end. That he said, heaven and earth will pass away, what we live in right now. But he promised that his words are lasting. His teachings are truth. His commandments are the way to happiness, and His life is eternal. This is the promise He made in the Gospel of Mark today. How do we live? How do we put into practice? How do we implement these words of Jesus, all His words throughout the Gospels? One word, stewardship. Stewardship is how we put His words into practice. This November and December, we are renewing our commitment to Jesus Christ and His gift of stewardship in our parish. I mentioned Father Ted preached about the four pillars 2 weeks ago. Today, I'll be giving an introduction to stewardship, the definition. In 2 weeks, I'll be preaching about the stewardship of almsgiving. And then in 3 weeks, I'll be preaching about making that deeper commitment to Jesus Christ through stewardship. Are you ready? What is stewardship? Stewardship, in 30 words or less, is a grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and then shares those gifts in love of God and love of neighbor. Let's take a look at each part of those definitions, 5 parts to that definition, and see if we can ask the Lord to deepen the love of Him and each other in our hearts through stewardship. Okay, 3rd and 4th grade, are you ready? The grateful response. The grateful response. To put on an attitude of gratitude, to be thankful. We're going to sing a little song. You might know this one. You at Sacred Heart Catholic School know I like to teach songs sometimes. Are you ready? Do you have a bass voice? Probably not yet. Okay. Are you ready? I'll say it in words first. Repeat after me. Give thanks with a grateful heart.
Give thanks.
Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ, His Son. Okay, are you ready for the music now? Do I hear you? If I can't hear you, I'll put your microphone close to you. Ready? Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given. Give thanks because He's given. Jesus Christ, His Son. Jesus Christ, His Son. Very good, very good. I think these 3rd and 4th graders, you think everybody will join us now? Mm-hmm. Even the old folks? Okay, everybody. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. We give thanks. One more time, and then I'll throw in the... It's not the refrain. What's the other part? The normal part. I don't know music. Ready? One more time, and then I'll throw in the other part. Ready? Let's hear you, 3rd and 4th grade. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, we give thanks. Thank you, 3rd and 4th graders. You can go back. This is the first part of stewardship, to be grateful, to be thankful, to appreciate the extraordinary gifts of God and His plan for our lives, to be putting on an attitude of gratitude. Without this, we'll go nowhere in our faith. We won't achieve happiness on this world. I mention often the very word Eucharist means thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Let us follow Jesus, most importantly. Are we ready? Sixth grade, fifth grade, fourth grade, third grade. We must be ready for second and first grade. Second and first grade. Come, come, come. Have a seat right here. Second grade, first grade. Second grade, first grade. Have a seat right here. Thank you. Ready. Next part. Of a Christian disciple. What is a Christian disciple? And who are we as Christian disciples? Second grade, first grade, have a seat right here. Well, a disciple means a student. A student. We are students of our teachers at school. Do you have a teacher at school? Do you have a teacher at school? We are students of our teachers at school. We are students of our boss at work, because the boss teaches us. We are students of our priests, our bishop. But there's one teacher that is the most important ever. Who is that teacher? God. Jesus is our most important teacher, right? So we are a student of Jesus. Are you ready? How about follow? Do you follow your parents? Do what they say? Should we ask mom and dad about that one? Do we follow the instructions of our parents? Do we follow the laws of our country? Yes, we are followers. We follow the teachings of the Catholic faith. But who is the most important person we follow? Who's that guy? Jesus. He is the most important person we follow. So to be a Christian disciple is to be a follower, a student of Jesus Christ. A Christian disciple. And are you all Christian disciples? Come back here. We need to make sure we know what, when we became Christian disciples, first and second grade. You remember, maybe you don't remember, your parents remember when you became a Christian disciple. What do you think? Okay, who wants to be baptized? You can be baptized. Who wants to be a priest? You want to be the priest? Okay, everybody else sit down. And you are a catechumenate right here. And you are the priest. So, I give a hint here. I already gave it away. When did you become a Christian disciple? When you were baptized. Okay, ready? Baptism. Head over. Hand. Uh-oh, come closer. Scoop water. Pour over his head. I baptize you in the name of the Father. Two more times. In the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Not much water, but I think it was valid. Thank you. Thank you. This is when we became Christian disciples. We weren't born Christian disciples. When we were little babies, we really didn't decide it. Our parents decided for us to be a follower, a student of Christ. This is very important. Okay, thank you. First and second grade, you can go back to your families. To be a Christian disciple. Next part, who recognizes and receives God's gifts. What gifts does God give you? If I was to ask you real quickly, tell me 50 gifts that God gives you. Could you come up with 50 gifts God gives you? You'd say faith and family and friends, hope. You'd have to start thinking about it, but then they'd come pretty quickly, wouldn't they? These extraordinary gifts that God gives us, we are without being able to count them. Bishop Jacobs, my former bishop, would always say his main form of prayer is to be grateful. He prays for an hour, and he goes over the last 24 hours what he was grateful for. And sometimes the hour is ended, and he's still being grateful for things in these last 24 hours. To put on that attitude of gratitude, thanking God for all his extraordinary gifts. Too many to count. We receive them constantly. Do we recognize them? And then do we thank God for these gifts? To be a grateful response of a Christian disciple, recognizing and receiving these extraordinary gifts from God. Well, what's one of our most fabulous gifts? You've seen my demonstration before. We should review it if you haven't. Let's see, we need a volunteer. Matthew, thank you for volunteering. You're so kind. Whenever I ask for a volunteer, Matthew's hand just shoots up. Remember this powerful remembrance of what grace is. Ready? You've seen this one before. I think we did it first in your scout retreat 2 years ago. The gift of God's grace. We'll have a little play. I'll play Jesus, you play Matthew, okay? Or do you want to be Jesus? You'll be Matthew, okay. Remember the most extraordinary gift that God gives us, the gift of grace. Let's take a look. At times, pretend I'm Jesus, pretend you're Matthew. Well, you are Matthew. You're real close to Jesus sometimes, right? Jesus is in your heart, you're praying, you're not fighting with your little sisters, you're obeying your parents. Everything's just great, right? But then you forget to pray. And then you doubt. And then you sin. And Jesus feels a million miles away. What happened to Jesus in my life? He's not there anymore. But congregation, where is Jesus? Right here, right with Matthew, all the time. Matthew feels lost. What happened? But Jesus is always pouring forth his grace, his most extraordinary gift. Let us stop and recognize that gift. Pouring grace like rain, the song goes. And that grace gives Matthew the strength to go to confession, and then to pray, and then to receive Holy Communion. And where was Jesus all the time? Right there, right there. Thank you. This is something we recognize and receive constantly, God's grace. Let us as Christian disciples be grateful for that grace. Okay, fourth. 4 out of 5. Can you hang in there? I just returned from Nigeria and Ghana. I returned from Ghana. They have their stewardship renewal in Ghana and in Nigeria both. They call it Thanksgiving Harvest, much more connected to agrarian than our United States. They call it Thanksgiving Harvest. And the Thanksgiving Harvest Mass in Nigeria was 5 hours long. The Thanksgiving Harvest Mass, I had to cut it short in Ghana because I had to catch a plane back home, was 3 hours long. What do you think? Are these on? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Number four. Where are we at here? Shares these gifts. We don't want to hold these gifts in. We don't want to be selfish with these gifts. We want to share. We learn this from our earliest days as children, sharing God's gifts. How do we share? We say, share your toys. Share your food. Share your time. And this is a very normal and natural part for us. Actually, our human nature, our sinful human nature, says, I want it all for myself. But we are taught. We are taught by our parents. We are taught by our church. We receive the grace of God to be thankful and to share. Well, this sharing is so important that we share our time and our ability and our alms with our church, with those who are in most need to share. And finally, why? Why do we gratefully respond to, as Christian disciples, to God's gifts and share them? Why? I would say maybe it's because we have to. Mom, do I have to? Now, you would never say that, would you? Confession, right in the midst of the whole congregation. Ambrose would never say that, would he? No. Mom, do I have to? It's not this do I have to stuff. How about it's an obligation? I'm obligated to share. Something deeper than that. How about it's my responsibility to share my gifts? Well, that's a piece of it. What is deeper? What is deeper? Your card says what? We share because we love. Because we love. Without love being the basis of it, this is just a little social group. This is just a little club. We're not a social group. We're not a club. We're a church following Jesus Christ. And He taught us how to love. And He taught us how to respond in love. And that response is unconditional. That response is sacrificial. That response is unto death. That is the kind of love we're talking about. And we are basing our stewardship on love. It's going to happen. If we base our stewardship on something else, it's going to fade away, or it's not even going to take hold. But the Lord, with His grace, will teach us to love in a deeper and deeper way, loving Him, loving neighbor, loving ourselves, through hospitality and prayer, service and formation. Love. Stewardship. The grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares these gifts in love and God and neighbor. Soon you'll be receiving in the mail stewardship renewal forms to devote your time and your ability to the Lord, to commit your stewardship of almsgiving to the Lord. Let us prayerfully ask Jesus Christ how we can be grateful, how we can recognize and receive gifts, how we as Christian disciples can share, how we can love more and love deeper. Jesus will be there for us. He loves us more than we can ask or imagine.